Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite-Sized podcast. I'm Steve Hoare. It is Wednesday, the 15th of February, and I'm here to talk about all the latest news, rumours, and all other bits and bobs going on in and around Liverpool Football Club. And we might as well start straight away. Let's get on it with the latest report from Dave Powell of the Liverpool Echo, who's tweeted, I'm going to read this word for word, as I've mentioned since November, there have yet to be bids received by FSG for Liverpool, either full or partial stakes. There will be interested parties. They'll keep their own counsel. But as yet, strategic partner still preferred and the QIA talks over a percentage stake have not been held. And no, this does not come from the PR department. Obviously, Dave's been getting a little bit of stick from his reporting. He goes on to explain, someone asked them about what's going on because there's been other reports about the Qatari interest and things like that. And Dave replies, This is what I've been told by someone in the US who's close to the situation and is well respected, and I trust they will have undoubtedly been looking at QIA in this particular instance. But no talks over equity were held, and Man United plans have been in the offing for some time. Qatar will have a unified approach. He was also asked, someone asked him, you know, does the lack of interest surprise him? And he said, no, not really. There'll be plenty of suitors, but the preference of bidders who could aid the business growth and potentially accrete investment to full ownership over time means the pool is somewhat shallower, although likely of high calibre. So yeah, the fact that FSG seemingly want a minority stake rather than a sale might be impacting things, of course. There's loads and loads and loads going on there, but as it stands, yeah, the reports of Liverpool being imminently sold or other interested parties, bids accepted, all that kind of stuff, seems to be untrue, basically. And I said at the time when all this happened, I thought Man United going up for sale was a bad thing for Liverpool because I thought they would get all the interest. And that isn't because I think Manchester United are a bigger club or yada, yada, yada. My thinking on it is, I think it would be easier to go and fix Man United and sort all their problems out because the Glazers have ran them so, so badly. Because when we talk about football teams and football clubs and things like, yeah, on the pitch at the moment, Man United having a pretty good time, and Liverpool aren't. But as a club and as a structure and as an entity, Liverpool are in a much better position than Manchester United are in terms of, you know, the stadium. Their stadium is a shambles. It's fallen apart. A lack of investment in facilities. Obviously, all the debt that the Glazers have taken out. And you know, basically the complete shambles that Man United have been for a few years now. Granted, at the moment, they're doing better on the pitch than Liverpool, but Liverpool are a more stable club. Or they were a more stable club, at least until a few of the changes this summer. So I just thought if you were an investor, yeah, Man United are probably going to cost you more money. But I think it's easier to think I can fix Man United, I can go in there and I can really, really turn things around. With Liverpool, FSG have done really well in terms of maximising the value of the club, making as much money as they can, because ultimately, listen, we don't like to hear it, but that's what they've done because they are business owners. Ideally, that wouldn't always be the case, but that's just where we are right now, unfortunately, with the world of football. So, for me, I think the Qataris will buy Man United, and that's when you might see other things popping up around Liverpool. I've seen reports today about Tottenham and a potential sale of Tottenham Hotspur as well, which is new. Like that was something that probably we wasn't expecting. Billionaire, and I apologise if I get the name wrong, it's Jam Najifi, I apologise if I got that wrong, set to launch a $3.7 billion bid to buy Tottenham. That's according to a report in the Financial Times. The Iranian-American billionaire is preparing a blockbuster takeover of Tottenham. according to two people with direct knowledge of the plans. Najifi, if I've got his name right, apologies again, is the chair of MSP Sports Capital and is working with the consortium investors to structure the bid. Is weeks away from formally approaching Spurs owner Joe Lewis and their chairman Daniel Levy, according to this report. So yeah, the fact that Tottenham are also on the market, albeit looks like for a lesser price than Liverpool as well. This is, you know, potentially three of the Premier League's what you call the Big Six, or historically the Big Six in recent years, could be under new ownership or could be up for sale. So it's fascinating times, but it feels like at the moment the Qatari stuff in Man United seems advanced. Obviously, this Tottenham stuff as well, it feels like Liverpool aren't there yet, which is frustrating because obviously once they decide to sell, you want the process to be as smooth and as straightforward as possible. But listen, somebody's going to want to buy the club and somebody's going to want to have the money for the club. And as it stands, it looks like, yeah, we're not there just yet.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, moving on then, a couple of transfer links and a couple of transfer reports that have come out over the last couple of days since we last did a bite-sized show. According to Ben Jacobs, writing for Caught Offside, Liverpool have been in contact with Barcelona over the signing of forward Ansu Fati in the summer. Yeah, basically the whiz kid from Barcelona. Now listen, I'm not quite sure how much I believe, if truth be told. He is a great player, don't we? He's a great young player. But are we really in the market for another forward at what would be a very, very, very high price? Someone also, by the way, it's worth noting, who predominantly plays on the left-hand side of a front three. Well, we've got loads of them. We've got them in abundance. You know, Nunes, Jota, Diaz. That seems to be their favourite position. Yeah, there's others as well. Harvey Elliott has been out there. There's been loads of them. Obviously, he's only 20 years old. He broke into the first team at Barcelona a long time ago, back in 2019, just as a kid, obviously. He made his La Liga debut, yeah, back in August 2019. It's been a long old time. He was the second youngest player to debut for Barca. He was aged 16 years and 298 days. Obviously, he's went on to make a 60... Oh, what is it? He's made 89 appearances, scoring 25 goals in that time. But there has been some talk about his future and contracts and obviously what Barcelona are willing or not willing to do. He's been linked with Man United. He's been linked with loads and loads of different clubs. I mean, the report that I can see in the mirror from Samuel Mead says he's got no intention of leaving Barcelona at this moment in time. He plans to sign a new contract. His contract, I mean, it runs till 2027 anyway. For me, like, sometimes, I don't mean to disparage anyone, and Ben Jacobs has been on the shows and stuff, but I'll be honest, on Redmen shows, rather, I don't know how much substance there is in this. Maybe if there's an agent trying to drive up a price or get a new contract sorted, because he's been linked to loads of different clubs, let's say Man United, Chelsea, loads of them. But if truth be told, I'd be shocked if Liverpool want to spend that much money on a lad, although be a very highly talented one, but a left winger, 20 years old, big money, I do not see that one happening. Moving on then to another report. This one might have a little bit more in it, and we'll see down the line, of course. But according to reports in Italy, Liverpool have held talks with Torino defender Per Schäers over a possible move in the summer. The young centre-half, apparently, and I'm reading this from the Cop Times, says he's been tearing heads with his impressive performances for Torino since he joined the club last summer, and Liverpool aren't the only side interested in him. Man United and Spurs also apparently have been rated with an interest in the youngster. Like, his name came up with Liverpool a while ago. I think it was around the time when Ibu Konate might have been linked. He's 23 years old, just recently turned 23 back in November. He's The issue I've got again is that I think Liverpool might be in the market for a centre-half. I really do, this summer. We've heard Neil Jones on our show say like he wouldn't be shocked, and there's a little bit of whisperings around Liverpool that that this might be like Joel Matip's last season. And if that's the case, going to buy a young player, you're 23 years old, might not particularly want to play every week, although he is playing every week now, so who knows. But it does feel like, you know, he has only just joined, really, has Nick. Obviously, when he moved from Ajax, he's only just gone to Torino. There was interest in him back then as well. £50 million is the links being suggested. I do think, actually, hand on heart, I think this summer, I think Liverpool will buy a centre-half, and I feel like Joel Matip might be coming to the end. Whether it's shares or there's other players, of course, being linked as well. Gvardal, is it, over at the Croatian centre-half, whose name I probably just butchered there as well, from the Red Bull group. But I think there might be something in this one again. Who knows? We've another Dutchman, whether he fancies playing alongside Virgil van Dijk for a few years. That could come into it as well. I know he has only recently moved over to Italy, but he's done okay there from all accounts. But yeah, I will keep an eye on this one. I think there might be more legs in this one. Obviously, the reporting at the moment is all coming out of Italy. Obviously, that's where he's based, so there might be some credence in that as well. Yeah, age 23 fits the profile. If Liverpool want to, you know, talk about the average age of the squad being very, very high, well, if you let Joel Matip go and replace him with a 23-year-old, you've now got Virgil as your senior centre-half, and then you've got Gomez, Ibu Konate and Per Schürrle, like a younger trio. So that at some point when Virgil's no longer here, you're almost saying, well, there's three lads there ready to fill in the void, and three young lads with plenty of football time ahead of them. So, you know, Jürgen's always, I've always felt like he wanted, you know, big centre-half. You know, he's 6'3", he can play football, he reads the game well, you know. The talk is there's a £40 to £50 million asking price. Whether Liverpool have that money, considering the surgery they need to make in midfield, time will tell. But at least I think it's at least one that's worth keeping an eye on so far. Because yeah, like I say, I think everyone's focused on the midfield. It feels like the forward line, if Roberto Firmino signs this new contract, as is half expected now, I think Diego will be quite happy to go right. I've got Salah, Firmino, Nunes, Jota. Salah, Firmino, Nunes, Jota, a little bit of Diaz, of course, as well, and Cody Gakpo. I've got six of those lads. I don't have to worry about that for now. I've got major issues with my midfield, but I wouldn't be shocked if Liverpool this summer, for example, went two midfielders and a centre-half. You know, they'll almost certainly let Nat Phillips go, although I've been saying that for a while. You could see Joel Matip go. I wouldn't be shocked if there was a centre-half brought in this summer, and like I say, if it's Per Schürrle or whoever it is, time will tell, but I do think he fits the profile of age. He's playing regular football. I think he's got the physical attributes that Jürgen would want in a centre-half as well. So I am going to keep tracks on this one personally. And I say, if any developments happen, I'm sure we'll keep you updated the year on Redmen on one of the numerous shows that we do, of course. Right then, speaking of numerous shows that we do, just a quick heads up. The latest edition of the Bias Football podcast is out now on Redmen Plus. You've probably, hopefully, maybe haven't, but if you haven't yet, on this very feed, the Redmen Originals podcast, where we had a little delve into the derby and a little look at Newcastle. Well, after that, we filmed the Bias Football podcast. That's over on redmenplus.com. We spoke about Man City and Pep Guardiola, you know, and the apologising to Steven Gerrard, a little bit of Arteta, that Arsenal bottle in it, loads more as well. That is available for you on Redmen Plus. Journal Insight with Neil Jones came out today, a day earlier than usual because of Neil's work commitments, but that's available now. I spoke to Neil about numerous stuff, including, you know, Thiago's injury, links with Mason Mount, links with Ruben Neves. That's there for you on Plus as well. The final words on there, it's been a while since Liverpool won a game, so if you want to actually listen to a final word, Joe, where the Reds won, yeah, go back and listen to Paul, to John and to Ian discussing everything about the Merseyside derby victory. And then coming up this week, later today, depends when you're listening to this, if you're listening to this past about 8 p.m. on Wednesday, then it'll be out now. Expert Insight with Dan Clubb and Mark Carey from The Athletic, data analyst. So if you're into your stats and your data, then that is there for you as well. Speaking of which, stats and data and analytics, Chris and Josh will be back with the deep dive. Steve Plunk's going to be on there over the next couple of days with the opposition preview. He's going to be speaking to Lee Ryder of the Chronicle to get his thoughts ahead of the Newcastle game. And then tomorrow on the YouTube channel, Thursday night, Pint will be back in its usual madness. Great new show that's available on YouTube. That's 7 p.m. on our YouTube channel. Straight afterwards on Plus is Red Men Uncensored, probably the most edgy Red Men show, the one we can't put out on these feeds or we might get cancelled. So yeah, that's all there for you, as are we every step of the way. Go and follow us on all the socials. Just search for the Red Men TV on your Twitters, on your Instagrams, on your TikToks. You'll get us all there. And yeah, I'm going to stop talking now. Have a lovely rest of your day, whatever you get up to. And we'll be back tomorrow with a latest edition of the Bite Size Podcast. Until then, see you all soon. Bye.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.